Let's talk about adjuvant chemotherapy. What are some of the clinical research databases, and let's focus first on HER2 negative disease, that have come out over the last 2 to 3 years that you think are most relevant to private practice?
Well, there's just a host of choices in adjuvant chemotherapy, and I think nobody knows what's right. And depending on patients being lower risk or intermediate risk or high risk, we've certainly gone down the track of seeing AC go to AC Taxol, which is better, and then dose-dense AC Taxol, which is better, and we're waiting for more updated information about that. In Canada, we've used a lot of epirubicin-based regimens, and we now have data from the MA21 study showing that CEF, as we've given it in Canada, is better than AC Taxol given in the 3-weekly regimen, and the hazard ratios for CEF compared to the old 3-weekly AC Taxol seem to be even better than those seen for dose-dense AC Taxol compared to AC Taxol. That's a cross-trial comparison. I don't know how much you can make of it. We're still really waiting for enough events to look at our dose-dense EC followed by Taxol, which is at least as good and maybe better than CEF. And I guess in addition to that, you've got the TAC-FAC data, which suggests that TAC is a very useful regimen. We've seen data substituting a taxane for adriamycin in Steve Jones' study, so that comparing AC to TC, and it appears that TC is better. I think there's been a lot of discussion about whether that's a one-shot thing or whether that needs to be verified in other studies.
What do you think?
It's a little worrisome because the other substitution in which a taxane was substituted for cyclo didn't show that difference. And I always do say that the two most active drugs in breast cancer therapy are an anthracycline and a taxane, one or the other of each. So that's a little puzzling, that data. On the other hand, being able to get adriamycin out of the equation, or epirubicin, although it's less cardiotoxic, is attractive certainly for some patients with cardiac disease, with poor ventricular function, or in the setting of HER2-positive patients, where although the anthracyclines seem to work best there, you've also got to take into account whether you want to use Herceptin and how you can best apply it in conjunction with chemotherapy.
60-year-old woman, perfectly healthy, except she's had easily treatable hypertension. I ask you, okay, what is my risk of my heart being damaged and having it someday be a problem for me if I take 4 cycles of AC? How do you answer?
I think it's very low, even for a patient with some cardiac history. You probably, if you went around and catheterized 60-year-old women, you'd find that lots of them have some cardiac disease. And I think it's certainly common enough for them to have elevated lipids or elevated blood pressure. I think the risk for patients like that of developing serious heart disease long-term is 0.5% for AC. Even with our CEF regimen that pushed up the doses a little bit farther, we saw about 1% serious congestive heart failure, cardiac congestive failure.
What about change in ejection fraction in your study?
We saw changes in ejection fraction, but they're mostly temporary. The ejection fraction seemed to go down and come back up. And they may not come back up quite as high, but many of them do. And it's really hard to know in the long haul, 10 or 20 years down the line, is that going to create a patient who might be more likely to have a cardiac event? As far as we know from follow-up and studies like that, we've not seen that. But are we following people up well enough and long enough? I'm not sure.
Where do you see things heading in terms of clinical research related to adjuvant chemotherapy?
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of questions to look at. I mean, I think there are still some simple questions about the best applications of chemotherapy that aren't answered. For example, and you might call this micromanagement, but I think it's important micromanagement. Kathy Albane looked at, was it better to sequence tamoxifen after chemotherapy, and found that it made a big difference, and that it's superior to give the chemotherapy first and follow with the tamoxifen. No one's asked that question about AIs. There are theoretical arguments as to why it might be better one way or better the other way, just like there were for tamoxifen. That's a trial that I think needs to be done. There's lots of questions amongst the different chemotherapies and regimens that could be compared. and new drugs that may be less toxic that might come into the adjuvant setting. But I guess the most exciting things are the targeted drugs. Herceptin's been very exciting for all of us. And I think we've got lapatinib, Avastin coming down the pipeline, and a number of other drugs just farther back that may come into this area. And I think we'll all be most excited about using these newer drugs and trying to see how we can best put that together.